Okay, Shay, this is your first entry for your Level 2 reading log, and as I understand it, you read articles on a type of car. Can you tell me what the articles were in broad terms and what type of car you were reading about?
It was just reviews, mostly, of Lamborghinis and different types.
Okay. And the first thing about those reviews is, and I know you're providing me links to those in your journal, but did they all agree on the information they put across? Did they come to you with agreement information, or did they disagree with each other?
There was different types of cars that I was like reviewing, but the same models, they all said pretty much the same thing.
Okay. And what are some of the key features of the car that the articles you read focused on the most?
Mostly like the engine and power that they have, because they're obviously a sports car or a super sports car. And yeah, that was.
So I guess to give us a baseline for that, can you tell me what the specifications of the car you're focusing on is? What's it called? What's its engine? What's its power?
Well, there's Lamborghini Aventador. It's got a naturally aspirated V12 with 740 horsepower. It's all-wheel drive. And I was also doing the Lamborghini Urus, which is a new super sports utility vehicle. So it's an SUV, and it's a twin-turbo V8.
Right.
That's all-wheel drive as well.
So between the two vehicles, do you have a preference?
I personally like the Lamborghini Aventador. That's one of my favourite cars. But if I was living in Wanaka, I don't know if I'd own that. I'd probably have the Urus because it's a SUV and it's more like adaptable for our area.
Mm-hmm. In terms of your opinion compared to what the articles were expressing, do you think that the authors of the article agree with you?
Well, the authors of the article, yeah, they say like the Urus is multi-purpose, and then like an Aventador is pretty much just for big open roads and tracks and stuff.
So what's the attraction of the Aventador? Like, why is it that so many people are so positive about that car, given essentially how impractical it is?
I don't know. Some people just like, they love going fast, and it's a fast car, so yeah, and just the attraction of having, like, owning a Lamborghini as well.
What is it about Lamborghini?
I don't know, they just produce like really high quality fast cars, and it's like a well known brand around the world.
Yeah, there's also a kind of style to Lamborghini.
Yeah,
can you expand on that a little bit?
Oh,
how do you know you're driving in or looking at a Lamborghini as opposed to any other sports car?
They're very low and flat. They've always got a bull on the front.
Yeah.
And
they have a kind of attention-seeking style,
yeah,
don't they?
Like, I don't know how to describe the look.
Yeah. But there's a in the articles, do they focus only on the specifications, or do they talk about other more subjective, and subjective means, you know, not fact-based, but maybe emotional-based things about the cars?
Mostly it was just specifications and, like, the use for the car.
Right.
And, but in the interior, most Lamborghinis are designed, the interior, off military jets.
Right.
So
what are those things? What? How would you know that?
Because over the start button, they have a red cap. They've
right.
got to flick up before you start it, and that's like same in fighter planes. And I don't know, everyone just really likes that about Lamborghinis. The interior is always really fancy. And
yep. Now, a naturally aspirated V12 is, in some senses, a really old technology, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So why is it still so exciting to people?
Because the noise and, I don't know, they've got weight reduction. They use carbon fiber and stuff for the car instead of alloy, and they just do things to make the naturally aspirated V12 still like in competition.
So if you compare it to, say, the most modern technology, which might come in the form of a Tesla, so an
yeah.
electric vehicle, there are advantages to that,
Yeah.
From a performance point of view.
Definitely. Yeah.
For example, acceleration.
Yeah.
The Lamborghini is not going to be able to compete with that. So why not be excited about a Tesla?
I don't know, because Lamborghinis are just a traditional car that everyone values, or most people value.
Yeah.
And Tesla's like new, although it is fast, but it's not like, I don't know, it doesn't have any history.
Right. And so can you tell me a bit more about the history of the Lamborghini that builds that feeling around it?
Well, they started off building tractors. I don't know when they started, but then he started getting into sports cars, and he's got like, they started making the Miura. That's a really like famous Lamborghini, and they've just gone through and made really great cars that people have remembered, and they've just kept going with that, I guess.
There's competing companies that also have culture behind them. If you think, say, for example, another Italian company like Ferrari.
So
between the two of those, why Lamborghini?
I don't know. I've just always had like a love for Lamborghini, and Ferraris are cool, but I don't know. They don't have anything on Lamborghinis for me. Just that's my.
Can you name something? Like sometimes it's hard to do this, but I'm asking you to partly in relation to the articles as well. Like either something that the articles told you, or something that a view you share with the articles that defines what it is about a Lamborghini that makes it superior, even if it's not technically superior.
I don't know, just the look and the sound of Lamborghini, I don't know, it's just my favourite cars. And
have you driven in one?
No, I've been around a lot of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Sam in this class, his dad's boss has a Lamborghini in Wanaka.
Right.
And it's an Aventador.
Yeah.
It's 50th anniversary model. And we went around to his house, and he started up for us right. And stuff, and it was...
So that's kind of like your ideal car, isn't it?
Yeah, that was like my dream car at the time. I just... Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. So, you said it at the time. What's your dream car now?
I don't know. I'm kind of switching to Lamborghini Huracan, which is... I don't know, it's just lighter, smaller, faster.
Same engine?
I'm not actually sure. I think it is an aspirated V12, I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
And I've used like a new carbon fiber, it's carbon composite, I think. And yeah, it's way lighter and looks a lot cooler than carbon fiber.
Okay.
And I've used it on the Performante, which is like a limited edition model, which is quicker than the normal one.
So you think they're getting the speed partly through the power of the engine, but also partly through making all the other components of the vehicle so light.
Aerodynamics and like weight reduction.
Sometimes there's a tension between making something fast and making something look good.
Yeah.
Do you think that they get that balance right all the time?
Yeah, Lamborghini pull it off. I can. They have such good looking cars, and they still keep up, which is good.
Yeah. So is there anything else that you'd like to add about what the articles added to your knowledge or understanding of the car that you love?
I didn't really realise how many people, I don't know, like, viewed Lamborghinis online. There's like so many of them. So I just had to go through random ones and pick out just little facts that they put into their reviews.
Yeah. So are there any facts that stood out that you didn't already know?
The Lamborghini Huracan Performante, when it first came out, it broke the Nürburgring record.
Yeah.
And it had it for 3 days until the new Porsche 911 GT3 came out.
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. For the 3 days, they had it.
Yeah. So what? I mean, that brings up an interesting point, though, doesn't it? Because if a Porsche 911 can beat it on the Nürburgring,
the V6.
How good is that, really?
It looks good and it sounds good.
Yeah.
And it's not slow. It's definitely not slow.
No. So. And the Nürburgring itself is not necessary. I mean, it's the standard, isn't it? But there are problems with it as well.
Yeah.
As a test, do you know what some of the problems with it are?
It's not like a very smooth track or anything. It's old. It's got massive banked corners that are pretty rough.
Yeah. So in some senses, you need a SUV to do well.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Or a 911.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's quite interesting, isn't it? That brings up me back to the purist idea about the Lamborghini. It's an awesome car with great specifications that can do amazing things.
Yeah.
In perfect circumstances. But how often do people find themselves in those perfect circumstances?
Not often. Only on the track, pretty much.
Yeah. Have you? I mean, is that Aventador that your friend's father's boss has?
Yeah.
Is it roadworthy? Can he drive it?
It's road legal. He drives it
legal, that's the word.
Like once a week down to Cromwell and goes on the track there.
Right.
And he fills it up there because that's the only place that has the fuel.
Right.
It takes.
So he has to drive to Cromwell to get the fuel for it.
Yeah.
Do you get that? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I would do that.
Right.
I had a Lamborghini.
Yeah. Awesome. So thank you very much.
Thank you.